The industrial dispute over who heads the Ghana News Agency GNA is far from over. Yesterday, the National Media Commission had to act swiftly to reverse a directive by the Board of Directors to the General Manager, Nana Apeldia, to proceed on an indefinite leave because he has attained the retiring age. In the latest development, the Secretary to the Communication Workers Union at the GNA, Felix Kwe, says the workers stand by the decision of the board asking the general manager to proceed on indefinite leave. According to Mr. Kwe, the workers are suffering because of poor working conditions. Mr. Kwe asked the National Media Commission not to bring back Nana Apeldia as general manager. He spoke to Rita Ampabing.
We as workers are working, but we received a directive from the board that the general manager to proceed on indefinitely. Since he has 6 years accumulated leave, he should proceed on it and hand over to the second in command, Mr. Buzi. So that is what we workers are working while they look into the issue.
How has the union received this news?
Well, it's a bit of a respite because at least we are working directly under the man. We know the heat under which we are. Yeah, so for us, it's good news and we hope it will carry the agency.
If you say it's good news, does that mean you did not want Mr. Appel to be your head?
Yes, exactly. Because the workers are suffering. And that is the main thing, that we want good leadership now. Having worked under him for some time now, we the workers have been complaining to the union. And it's about time that we now change the welfare of the workers to want a visionary leader. That is all we are asking for. And we cannot find that in him.
I understand he has a contract term to complete. And the term has not yet ended. So why then?
Well, it's about and the staff. If staff are suffering, what does that is the so if you forcefully complete your contract when you are not performing, that is the issue. Staff are suffering, and so you talk about contract. These are some of the issues workers want to understand now. That their welfare. So are we saying that now we can pay people in Ghana to run down places and go away or to complete their tenure of office and go away while workers suffer? If these are some of the issues, then so be.
Have you also heard that the NMC is not happy about the board's decision to ask your board to go and leave?
The NMC, do they really care about that? The NMC, they only care about the chief executive and provided him with all the necessary good conditions. What about the beneficiaries of the direct management of the people they appoint? Are workers also happy? Are workers also enjoying? If NMC thinks of the Ghana News Agency, they will be appointing competent people to make sure that at least half welfare is catered for. But where you have only one person enjoying and other members of staff are not enjoying, then the NMC should come down and work. If they really think about the agency, they should know that it is a two-way thing, that you have leadership and you have those who are supposed to work up to leadership. And if only leadership is enjoying, then you start to question the kind of appointments the NMC makes.
If the NMC decides to ask your boss to return to complete his contract term, what are you going to do?
Then they should follow him to come and work. It's that simple. If they want him to come back and complete his term, they should follow him to come and do the rest of the work.
That was the Secretary to the Communication Workers Union at the GNA, Felix Kwe, talking to Rita Ampabing.